Hey everyone, this is Chili. I hope you're doing amazing. So I want to do a little podcast today on the word fix. F-I-X, fix. Now I want to draw your attention to the book of Philippians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the church in Philippi. It's kind of his final words to this group of people. And he says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix," there's the word, "fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you." So he uses that word fix, and I want to focus first on that because I think three other words form the word fix. And you could think, how can a three-letter word be so complex? Well, I think it is, and I think you find it right here in verses 8 and 9 of chapter 4 of Philippians. I think fix really is encompassed by three other words. The words focus, plus think, plus practice. So fix is focus plus think plus practice equals fix. You got that? So let me explain it by taking that same verse. First, there's focus. What are we supposed to focus on? Well, let me just go back and just remind you. We're looking at the word fix. When you hear the word fix, you think there's something broken. I need to fix it. And that's true, and this is partially how you fix a broken relationship with God or a broken relationship with others or a broken witness. But also the word fix means to intently lock in. And so you can think of it that way. So we bring it back to that first word, focus. Part of fixing anything is focusing. And what do we focus on? You focus on what's true, what's honorable, what's right, what's pure, what's lovely, what's admirable. Why do we do that? Because the enemy will want you to focus on what's false, what's dishonorable, what isn't right, what's impure, what's ugly, and disgusting. And we oftentimes even think about ourselves that way. I'm so disgusting. I'm such an awful person. I'm such a horrible person. And you know, like, God can't use you if you're always hating on what he made. He made you. So you got to focus on the truth, what he says about you, not what the enemy says about you, and not what you say about you, and not what the haters say about you. If we're going to fix our life and fix our faith, we have to start with focus. So focus on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and now admirable. Second part, focus plus think. He says in this, think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Excellent and worthy of praise. That sounds pretty amazing. Are you able to do that? Can you really focus about that? And think about that? Now, so I know I said focus, but I meant think. So focus, we begin to change the way that we view things. That's our focus. Now, think means after we change the way we view it, we have to accept it as part of the process, that thinking. So you think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So stop thinking about crap. Stop thinking about who hurt you. Stop thinking about what you can't do, how you have failed, what your regrets are. And think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's why we read the Word of God, because if you can't come up with a list of excellent and worthy of praise things, you can read the Word of God and find them there and then apply them to your life. So we focus plus think plus practice. He says practice all you learned and received from me. That means we need people in our life that are a little ahead of us, people that disciple us, mentor us, coach us, people that we can learn from, not just that we find an article or a quote on Instagram and we go, that's my thing today, but we need to practice it. And you learn and practice by following others who are successful already, people that are living the life. So if we're going to fix our faith and fix our future, then we say, I'm going to focus on what's honorable, true, right, pure, lovely, admirable. I'm going to think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise, and I'm going to practice all that I've learned and received, everything I've heard and watched my mentor do. And if you'll fix it that way, then you can enjoy. And what do we enjoy? Paul leaves it this way. Then the God of peace will be with you. That's the prize you get to enjoy. If you focus plus think plus practice, then you will fix your faith and enjoy the peace that God brings. And you see, when it's fixed, there's peace. Even if it doesn't look like it or feel like it, if He's with you, then peace is with you. See, it's not like all your circumstances and all your problems and all your sicknesses and all your money issues and all your family things are gone, but you have peace in the middle of them all because you have now changed how you focus, how you think, how you practice. And now since that has been fixed, you can enjoy peace because now you know He is with you. All right. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that's encouraging. A little bit more of a Bible study this time around, but here I am up in the middle of the night thinking about you and thinking about how I can fix my faith and my future as I learn to focus, think, and practice so that I can enjoy. What's that last word I always say? Peace.